The NFL season kicks off tonight in Philadelphia. The defending champion Eagles host the Dallas Cowboys. And week one is going global as Kansas City meets the LA Chargers Friday in Sao Paulo, Brazil, the league's second kickoff in that city. Now, to sort all the early storylines, we're joined by Neil Greenberg, sports columnist and data analyst at the Washington Post. So, Neil, let's start off with that first game of the season, the Super Bowl champs going up against the Cowboys, their division rival. What are you watching for tonight?
I'm watching for Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. He's a little bit of a polarizing figure. The analytics love him. The more subjective ways of grading him are a little more harsh. Matter of fact, they just had a big poll with executives, scouts, etc., and he was almost put into the second tier of quarterbacks.
What? He's a champion. What more does he have to do?
Yeah, it's he's a polarizing figure, but it's a great game. I'm curious to see how Dallas does after they traded their best player, Micah Parsons, after a tumultuous offseason. So it's going to be a really good game, I think, but maybe a little bit lopsided.
All right, now beyond tonight, what are you watching for this season? Are the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, are they built for another run?
There's some cracks showing. I mean, they're getting older. I mean, Travis Kelce is nearing the end of his career. He's beginning his new life, but his football life might be coming to an end. So it's going to be tough for them, I think, to keep going at the high level they were. They're certainly a contender, but I think they're starting to make way for other Super Bowl hopefuls like Baltimore, Buffalo, Philadelphia.
Or I knew you were about to say the Chargers, too, in those Super Bowl contender lists. So speaking of Travis Kelce, the Super Bowl is set for February in Santa Clara, California. Travis Kelce will not be playing in that game because my Chargers will be the AFC team in that game. But what are the chances? What are the chances that Travis Kelce will be watching his fiance Taylor Swift perform the halftime show?
Yeah, that's starting to get a little bit of buzz. Roger Goodell mentioned that it's a maybe. It certainly makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's pretty easy to connect the dots as to why Taylor Swift would be at the top of the list. Not only because she's a mega superstar, but obviously her football connection. I think it'd be an amazing show. Probably see Travis Kelce on stage. If your Chargers did happen to make it to the Super Bowl, maybe he would do a little skit up there. But I think there's probably a better chance that he's not able to watch her than the Chargers, but we can save that for a different show.
I mean, think about it. I mean, it's the halftime show. The album that's coming out is Life of a Show Girl. I mean, to me, you're a data analyst. I mean, it makes the sense. The data makes sense that she's performing in the halftime show.
Oh, I think you just connected all the dots. I think that this is going to happen. I think we just broke some news.
Yeah, except that you're not with me on the Chargers thing, which is very disappointing, Neil. Very disappointing.
I can get on board. Keep talking. I'll get on board.
All right, one more thing really quick. Travis Hunter, Jacksonville Jaguars, a defensive back and wide receiver. He's going to play both positions this year. I don't think that's ever been done, really, a long time ago.
Well, yeah, Deion Sanders did it.
He played both sides. Yeah, it's exciting. He's an electric player. He's another player that's certainly going to be a storyline this season. How many reps he gets on offense, how many reps he gets on defense, and then how well does he do? Yeah. I think this is great for the sport, especially after what we've seen in baseball.
All right, Neil Greenberg, sports columnist at the Washington Post. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. So when I touch down, call the amateurs and cut.